Okay.
Tess
Amid Beis, 9B1. Okay, we're going to start Amid Abaya.
Could you say what Amud is it?
Tess Amid Beis. Five lines from the top of the page. Okay, last time we finished up with the Gemara, why David HaMelech didn't sin because they wrote a get, and therefore there was no, you know, their whole issue. But now the Gemara is going back to the din of Rabbi Elazar at the beginning of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar said at the beginning of the Gemara that Eimer Pesach Petzuch Matzasi, if a guy comes and he says, listen, I found, as the expression literally means, I found an open door, she's not a virgin, and she committed adultery, that's what he says. So he says, the Gemara says, he's believed to forbid her to him, but not for her to lose the ksuba. Because that he has no proof. Remember? So Amar Abaye Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned this in a Brais, in a Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? The first Mishnah Ksuba says Psulas Nisas Liyem Aravi. Remember, we learned the virgin gets married on Wednesday. The Gemara, the Mishnah explained, but he says like this: Liyem Aravi Ein, only Wednesday, but not Liyem Chamishi, not Thursday, right? So we learned why do you get married? My time. What's the reason that a girl should get married on Wednesday? So he said, Mishum Ikrura Daitim. Meaning like this. What's the story? We learned in the Mishnah that in case he's not a virgin, he would be able to run the next day to Bezdin, right? So therefore it says, so the Gemara explains, why can't he get married Thursday? Because by the time the Bezdin sits again on Monday, he's going to cool down. So he will like this, right away he's angry, he's going to come running the next morning to Bezdin, and he'll say it. So he says like this. Okay, now why is he coming to Beis Din?
He's angry.
Ulamai. Ila meisiv lo ksuba. If you're talking about the ksuba, right? In other words, neisiv, let him give him the ksuba. What a chamakir. If he's willing to give the ksuba, right? In other words, why is he coming to Beis Din? He wants to give the ksuba, let him give the ksuba. Elo leisralov. The reason why he's coming to Beis Din is because he wants her to be forbidden for him. What's he saying in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah he says, in case she's not a virgin. And what's the story? She's not a virgin, the way the Gemara is learning now, that she committed adultery. So that's probably why he's coming to Beis Din.
For what? He's just angry, he wants to get rid of her. She's angry at her.
Huh?
He's angry at her, wants to get rid of her.
But is he believed to lose her ksuba? According to Rabbi Elazar, he's only believed to forbid her for him. Right? Now, is he believed to for her to lose the ksuba? Rabbi Elazar said not. Rashi said not. Right? He's not believed to lose the ksuba.
Yeah.
Because he has no proof. Correct?
Well,
now listen. So now, the question is like this. The guy has to come to Beis Din on Thursday, right away while he's still angry. Yeah? What's the purpose of him coming to Beis Din? Can he make her lose the ksuba? No. If he wants to pay the ksuba, let him pay it. But he can't make her lose it. Right? He wants to get rid of her. He wants to divorce her and pay the ksuba. Let him. Who cares? What does he have to come to Beis Din for? So the only reason he could come to Beis Din is to make her forbidden for him. Why else would he want to come to Beis Din?
Legally.
The guy got married Wednesday night. And he sees she's not a virgin. Okay, so Gemara says why do you get married once? They should be able to run to Beis Din.
What
is he coming to Beis Din for?
Get a get
away the day later. We do. What's the reason he has to run that red? We don't let him get married Thursday night because then Beis Din doesn't sit until Monday. Beis Din sits Monday and Thursday, right? So if he gets married Wednesday night, he can come Thursday morning to Beis Din right away. Yeah. So Abai is analyzing it. What is he coming to Beis Din for?
Do we know Rashi or we don't know Rashi now? Because Rashi said it back there in Beis
Din. The what?
He said we are worried that he's gonna cool down
and
he's gonna then she's really usher to him.
Oh, that's what we're saying. So what are we saying?
Well, because do we know that? But Rashi says it. We don't know.
How did Rashi know it?
So from here. So. You know what I'm saying?
I'm asking a very simple question. Abai is saying, why is the guy coming to Beis Din Thursday morning?
To get rid of her.
Get rid of her. Yeah, does he have proof?
No.
No. So it's only his word?
Yes.
Right? So that proves Rabbi Lazar's point that he's believed to aser her for him, mm-hmm. but not to make her lose the ksuba.
Yeah.
Luchin, our Mishnah says exactly what Rabbi Lazar is saying.
What means to aser her for him? What is Betin can do that he cannot do by himself? The Betin can do. What is
no, he's coming for Bezin to Paskin, because he says she's strafe. Right? He's forbidden this piece of meat on her, in him. So he's forbidden the woman on him. Who paskins?
So what happened when it is also for him? What
it's a right again.
So then Bezin says, you can't stay married to him.
He has to leave the house.
He has to leave the house. My love, what Mistama, what is he going to taina? Taina's Pesach Pesuch. That he found an open entrance, meaning she's not a psula. So Cheda, right, our Mishnah proves Rabbi Lazar's point that she can't stay married to him. So the Gemara says, like, that's not what he's tining Pesach Pesuch. He's tining Tainas Damim. He's saying there was no blood after the first time. Meaning like this. If she's a virgin, normally there would be bleeding the first time. Then you would find blood. Yeah? He's saying, I didn't find any blood.
It's the same thing?
No. The Gemara is saying, this is what the Gemara, listen, the Gemara is explaining, there's a difference if a guy says she's not a virgin because there was no bleeding, or because he found an open door. Rabbi Lazar's chiddush is that even if a guy says he didn't say there was no blood. He says it was an open door, means she's not a virgin, yeah? So Rabbi Lazar's chiddush is, L'cheira, maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he doesn't know. In other words, whether there's blood or not, everybody could see. Whether it's Pesach Pesuach, not everybody, he might not be acquainted with sexual things to know if it was a Pesach Pesuach. But Dam, he would know. Either there's blood or there's no blood. So, in other words, what is a stronger taina? No blood is a much stronger taina than Pesach Pesuach. So the Gemara says, like, so Gemara says like this, you can prove from our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar's din, that even if he says Pesach Pesuch, he's believed, because maybe our Mishnah would hold Pesach Pesuch, he's not believed. Maybe he made a mistake. But in the Mishnah he's saying she's not a virgin because there was no blood. And that everybody knows. So you don't have a proof to Rabbi Lazar's din, that even if he says Pesach Pesuch, Matzah. In other words, let's go back to this din once again. Maybe the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe she's not a psula. There's an open door because something else happened. How do you know? Yeah? What is he saying? He's saying, even though it's not 100% sure, she's forbidden for me.
Oh, you have to define.
So Rabbi Lazar's whole chiddush is that even though she might not be forbidden for him,
he can make her
forbidden. That's the chiddush, but he can make her forbidden. So the Gemara wanted a proof from our Mishnah that if the guy's running to Bezin right away the next day before he cools off, is a proof that he can forbid her, right? So the question is, Abaye says maybe not. I mean, the Gemara answers maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah is believed because it's a pretty valid proof there was no blood. But not because of Shavya Nafsha Chatecha Di Yisura. There's a proof, so to speak, that she was not a psula because there was no bleeding.
That's a chidush. If he says blood, it wasn't a chidush.
Right. So therefore, that's why he's forbidden. But how do you know if a guy says Pesach B'tzuch Matzasi that he's going to be believed? Maybe he's not going to be believed. Because anybody could see if there's dam or not. Yeah. That's what Rashi explains. Anybody could see there's dam. But this, not everybody knows there's dam.
They could tell back then that what is Pesach Patua?
No.
The guy Tainas was Pesach Patua.
I know, but so
they knew.
They could feel it.
The guys that were more acquainted, like a guy who was married before, would know better if there's Pesach Patua Matzasi. But there's a big difference between the two.
I thought, but both mean the same thing.
No, that's what the Gemara is differentiating. And Taisus just adds to it. If there was no dam, Taisus says, the guy will never cool down. Because it's so real I mean, such a valid, clear proof. Why should he cool down? He can come 3 days later to bed and say, you know what, there was no dam. But in the Pesach Pesach, maybe he made a mistake, maybe he doesn't know.
Yeah, he cools down.
So then, cooling down, he may say, oh, maybe I didn't know, maybe I made a mistake.
So Mishnah is talking about Pesach Pesach.
No, the Mishnah is speaking, my time is dumb, and therefore the Mishnah says he has to come to Besdin. So, and then he would be believed.
But he doesn't cool down, because it's so obvious he's never going to cool down. So he said, Raya, that...
His time is dumb. No, but the Mishnah is speaking by a case when he says there was no blood, and therefore she's forbidden from him. Okay, right.
So because why is he...
What if he forbids her to her, and then he doesn't go for another 3 days? He can always annul his vow.
Which vow?
That he says, oh, I'm she's forbidden to me.
Lav Davka. If he makes it forbidden forever, it's Lav Davka. Lav Davka is forbidden forever.
Rabbi, what? If he finds blood, is he ever going to cool down? He doesn't find blood.
He might not. So the Mishnah says, you need to come right away.
But if he tana the Pesach Patuach,
yeah,
also that's the case, he's not going to come down, so he has to come right away. So we don't know if Mishnah, what case he's talking about.
It doesn't matter. Because Rashi said before, there's one more point over here. Rashi says before, what's his purpose of coming to Beis Din? What is he gaining by coming to Beis Din? He has proof?
No.
It doesn't approve. So Rashi explained before, you know what the advantage of him coming to Beis Din is? When you come to Beis Din, it's a tumult, it's a commotion.
Boy, yeah.
So then it's witnesses cold that heard or know are going to come to Beis Din. Right? So that's the purpose of coming to Beis Din. Rashi explained before, was for people, when he comes to Beis Din, it becomes a commotion. You know, people yanta say, Beis Din is public, you know. Public record, like they say. So then they aid them in case they know we'll come to Beis Din. Because he knows himself he's not going to be believed.
There wouldn't have been a witness either.
There might be. That they were alone, a yichud, whatever it may be. But the purpose and the mission of coming, here the chiddush is, even if there's no witnesses, a guy says it not even in Beis Din. The blessed Pesach Pesach Matzasi, it can be between him. He can say to somebody, you know, Pesach Pesach Matzasi. So, Shavi and Ashi Chaticha Di Isura, to make a vow to forbid something, you don't need a Beis Din. You could do it between himself and anybody. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel. So far, by the way, we're going to see now a little bit. According to Rashi, and by the way, Taisis and a lot of other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, okay? But so far we learned the Gemara according to Rashi. So when a guy says Pesach Pesach Matzasi, Rashi says clearly, Neman la'isri olav, aval lafsida ksuba le mehemet. Rashi on top of the page, willing to Rashi, yeah? Why? Because he has no proof. That's why Rabbi Lazar says, Neman la'isri olav. He's believed, it doesn't say to make him lose the ksuba, right? He's believed that she should be forbidden to him. So Rashi learns, why does the Gemara say he's believed to forbid her, but not to make her lose the ksuba? Well, because the Gemara could have said even a bigger chiddush. He's even believed to make her lose the ksuba. This is where Rashi learns, yeah? Just keep that in mind. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, Ha'emer Pesach Pesach Matzasi, he's saying Rabbi Lazar's din, Neman lafsi de ksubasa. Okay? He is believed to make her lose the ksuba too. Even though he has no proof. Even though he has no proof. What's the reason? Okay? He says like this. Normally, the Gemara says an expression, Ein adam teirich besuda mafsida. A guy's not to expend a lot of money on a wedding. Yeah? And come back the next day and say she's not a virgin. The guy just spent so much money. He's going to blow it in one day.
Somebody's
going to
spend a lot of money on that wedding.
Okay.
Somebody.
So, he's basically deliberately wasting all the money that he spent. Now, guy's not going to do that, unless if he knows for sure. So when he says the statement, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, that now she's going to become forbidden for him, he is pretty certain, the Chachamim hold, that he knows what he's talking about. Because there's a chazaka, there's an established rule, that a person will not spend money and waste it by forbidding the woman on him. So therefore, he must be pretty certain that she committed adultery, and therefore, according to Rav Yehuda Mishmul, they're even believed to lose the silver too.
So maybe father detestable after the first one.
Even then, the Gemara says he wouldn't waste it. He wouldn't divorce it like that.
We should have bad odor in her mouth or something.
So it gets a mouthwash.
Spend so much money in the dessert, he's going to buy an afterlife.
Especially desserts, yeah. Now, at the bottom, he goes into the whole thing over here. The Rishonim write like this. Shmuel definitely agrees that she's forbidden for him. Shmuel's chiddush is that even the ksuba she's believed. Okay? That's the way Rashi learns. Okay? Now, but Rabbi Lazar, by the way, this is the way Rashi learns. This is Gemara. Rabbi Lazar that says she's forbidden does not agree with Shmuel that she loses the ksuba. Correct? Like Rashi said before, she doesn't lose the ksuba because he has no proof. Now I'm explaining the Gemara according to Rashi and then I'll explain the way Tosfos learns it. And the other Rishonim. Rashi learns, Rabbi Elazar says she's forbidden for him, if he said Pesach Pesuch, but she doesn't lose the Ksuba. Rav Yehuda Mishmul says, I agree with you that she's ushered to him. Not only that, he's even believed to make her lose the Ksuba. According to Rashi, they're arguing, Rabbi Elazar and Rav Yehuda Mishmul, right? Not about being forbidden to him if she loses the ksuba not. According to Rashi, Rabbi Elazar says no, and Shmuel says yes. Okay? Now, Taisus other Rishonim learn, Rabbi Elazar agrees with Shmuel that she loses the ksuba. Taisus and other Rishonim learn that even Rabbi Elazar holds, she loses the ksuba. Why does he only say she's forbidden to stay married to him? Because that's a bigger chiddush. That he believes that she committed adultery. Even though Tosfos brings down Yerushalmi that says no, exactly like Rashi says. But this is the way some of the Rishonim learn. Okay? In other words, like this. Rather than because he considers that ruling to be a greater novelty. Okay, so this is the pearl of the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now, there's a very interesting Tosfos over here that I want to discuss for a little while because it's a very general rule in Halacha. Tosfos over here has a saying, as an expression, why should she lose the ksuba? Okay?
According to
Shmuel. Or according to Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar. Also holds you lose the ksuba. Right? That's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos asks the question, why should she lose the ksuba? Because it's really a double doubt. If you think about it, it's a double doubt. Number one, maybe he doesn't know what Pesach Pesuch is. Remember we said before, not everybody mm-hmm. knows what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe she is a virgin. And secondly, even if she's not a virgin, maybe she was raped. And then she gets ksuba anyway. Even the wife of a kohen, by the way. We learned this before. A wife of a kohen, God forbid, was raped. She cannot stay married to the kohen, right? Because she's a zayna. But she doesn't lose her ksuba, because she didn't do anything wrong. The ksuba she gets. She can't stay married. Torah doesn't let her, but she doesn't lose the ksuba. So Tosfos asks, L'cheira, why does she lose the ksuba? It's a double doubt in her, okay? But so now, listen to this. Tosfos' question. Tosfos' answers, by the way, it's not a double doubt. It's not a double doubt. That's whatever. And therefore, she can lose the ksuba. But if you think about it, she wants to extract money from the husband. Mm-hmm. Correct? Yeah? Can a double doubt extract money from the husband? What's the double doubt over here at the beginning? Maybe she's not, maybe she's still a psula. Maybe he didn't know what it means, open door. Maybe he doesn't know what it means. Secondly, maybe she was raped. So maybe because of that svek seiko, Taisa says, why should she lose the ksuba? Why can't she get the ksuba? Right? She should be able to extract the ksuba. Yeah? That means Taisa's, and Taisa's answer is not that a double doubt doesn't extract money. Taisa's answer is, it's only a single doubt. Whatever Taisa's answer is, it's only a single doubt, not a double doubt. But Taisa's basically is holding over here that a double doubt can extract money.
No, he says proves a single doubt. He said it's a case of 60.
If it's only a single doubt, it's 50-50.
Okay.
So you can't extract money 50-50.
Exactly.
Therefore, she wouldn't get the ksuba.
She won't.
Right. But if it's a double doubt, why? Taisa says, let her get the ksuba because it's a double doubt. Right? That means a double doubt could extract the money from the husband. Hmm. Right? That's what we're saying. She should be able to get the ksuba from the husband because it's a double doubt. Maybe she's still a virgin. And even if she's not, maybe she was raped. Right? That means Taisa is saying that Svek Sveka, a double doubt, can extract money. Because Taisa says, why doesn't she get the ksuba? Let her get the ksuba. And Taisa doesn't answer because a double doubt cannot extract money. Taisa's answer is only a single doubt, so it's 50-50. Right? Now, last time we were discussing, what's this concept of a double doubt? Yeah? So a doubt makes it 50-50. One doubt makes 50-50. Double doubt is 75-25. Remember? Mm-hmm. 75-25. So what is it? It's a din of majority. Majority. Double doubt is like rave. Majority. Majority is 75, so therefore we, because it's a double doubt, the food is kosher. Why? Because 75% kosher, 25% not kosher, right? So Torah says you follow the majority. The majority is 75% kosher, it's kosher, right? But if it be 50-50, then it's not majority, so the meat's treif. Remember, outside you find the meat outside the stores, whatever. Okay. But l'chayda, majority cannot extract money in Torah.
Never.
In Helchem B'mam and Acher Arayv.
I thought even majority can. The one that has the money holds it and takes a shivua that doesn't. You can never extract money. It always stays in the hand.
Can Chazak extract money?
I don't know. I just thought it's a blanket statement.
Okay.
That
well, Basu does a Gemara. It says like this. If I lent you $1,000 for a month, yeah? 2 weeks later, instead of a month, I say, September 1st, I'm lending you money until October 1st. Yeah, you have to pay me back October 1st. September 15th, I come to you and say, maybe you can pay me now. He said, I paid you already. I paid you already. There's no witnesses, no nothing.
He takes the shuba that doesn't have to pay.
No. It's not halacha. The halacha is you have to pay him. Why? If at the end of 30 days, the same scenario happens, I come to you and say, I lend you money 30 days, no witnesses, no nothing. 30 days later, I come to you and they say, please pay me. I paid you. So who's believed? You believe that you paid me. Yeah? But if 2 weeks earlier, I come to you and say, pay me the money, and you said I paid you, He's not believed. He has to pay the money.
Why?
Because there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Chazaka, there's an established rule. Ein Adam Perea Choyve Teich Zmane. A person never pays the debt early. So there's a rule, a Chazaka. Yeah? There's a powerful Chazaka, a statement. The Gemara says, there's a rule that nobody pays the debt early. So if this guy comes along and says, I paid the debt early, he's going against the Chazaka. An established rule that Torah says it's not true, you didn't pay the money back. So then what's the din? He has to pay. Okay?
So what happened?
Chazaka could extract money. Wow. That chazaka that a person doesn't pay back early makes him pay. Right? He makes him pay. Because chazaka is so strong that it could extract money. Raiv doesn't extract money. For instance, there's, as the Gemara says, the third paragraph of the Kama, there's a kad and there's a chavitz. A kad is a pitcher, okay, and there's a barrel. Okay, and I say, I bought, sell me a kad, and you give me a, sell me a chavitz, so you give me a kad. And the whole thing, so the Gemara says, some people call kad, and some people call kad chavitz. So the thing is, even though majority of people, you don't go by mumming after, by money, you don't go after the majority. Majority cannot extract money. Majority cannot extract money. Why not? There's a logic behind it. Majority is not definite. Majority is an assumption. If most of the meat is kosher, yeah? You find meat outside the store, yeah? Most of the stores sell kosher meat. And now you find the piece of meat. So Torah says, 1 minute. Is the meat kosher or is it not kosher? So the Torah says you go by the majority. Yeah? What does that mean? Does that mean the meat's definitely kosher? No. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's from the minority. You don't know for sure. Torah says we go by the majority. There's an assumption that the meat is kosher. And Torah says we go by assumptions in these things. So therefore you can assume the meat's kosher, you're allowed to eat it. But to extract money, assumptions are not enough. You need definite. It's not enough majority. Just because majority of people do this does not make you extract money. Because maybe you're not from the majority. Maybe it's an assumption. It's not definite. Rav, majority is assumption, not definite. And to extract money, it has to be definite. Right?
What about the
therefore, chazaka, which is definite, can extract money. You say you paid back 2 weeks early. Torah says, there's a definite fact that you didn't. And a definite fact, yeah, could extract the money.
Definite fact that you wouldn't.
That you didn't. That could extract money.
So how's
but the Rav, one second. But the Rav can't. Right? So now, if a double doubt is Rav, if a double doubt is the count of 75-25, can Rav extract money? No. So why is Tesis asking a question? Why shouldn't she be able to get the Ksuba? There's a double doubt. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. And maybe even if she is not a Psula, she was raped. So therefore, Tesis says, should she be able to get the Ksuba? What does Tesis answer? No, it's not a double doubt, it's one doubt, so it's 50-50. Right? But other Rishonim argue on Tesis' whole premise. And they say Tesis' question is not a question to begin with. Tesis' question is, because it's a double doubt, let's extract money of the ksuba from the husband. He's holding the money. The husband's holding the money. The wife comes and says, pay me the ksuba. Right? So who's the burden of proof on? On her. She has to prove definitively that she can get the ksuba. Right? Now this is a double doubt. If a double doubt is 75-25, that's not enough of a proof to extract the money from the husband to pay the ksuba.
How is she going to prove it? During a medical examiner or something?
No. So, but the fact that Tesis asks the question shows that Tesis learns that double doubt is not because of majority. Taisus has to hold that a double doubt makes it a definite. Otherwise, Taisus' question is not a question. And Taisus doesn't answer a double doubt to can't extract money. Taisus says a double doubt could really extract money, but here it's not a double doubt, it's only one doubt.
Mm-hmm. Is there any case that... So where is the case that one takes a shavua, so you cannot... In this case that you mentioned, there is no...
That's midrabanan. Shavua says is midrabanan, but that's nothing to do with the din itself.
Oh, I see.
When a guy says, we're learning in the Migui, right? Mm-hmm. In the other Gemara. If after a month, a guy says, I paid you. Yeah? There's no witness, no nothing, right? Obviously, I lent you $1,000. For a month. After the month, they come to you and say, hey, pay me. You said, I paid you.
There is a chazaka here.
No chazaka. After the month.
After a month.
Then we assume a guy paid.
So.
No, 1 minute. But I said I paid you. The din is, okay, the chum said, you know what, you got to swear. Okay, but I'll be din. You're believed. Right?
Why are you believed?
Why are you believed?
What's
a chazak?
It's assumption though.
It's assumption, is that a chazak?
That after the month he paid? No, there's no chazak like that. There's a chazak that before the time you don't pay. There's no proof that chazak after the time you don't pay. Why is he believed? It's his word against his word. Why is he believed? So that's the concept of migui. Because he could have said,
"You never let me."
If he's a liar, okay, what is when I say I paid you? Yeah, after 30 guys said I paid you. What does that mean? I admit there was a loan. That means I'm saying there was a time I did owe you the money. But I paid it. If he's lying, he could have said a better lie. You never lent me the money. There's no proof, right? There's no proof. So why is he saying I paid? In other words, Chacham say he must be telling the truth. Because if he's a liar, he could have even said a better lie. What's the better lie? You never lent me the money. I don't know what you're talking about.
Does he believe more if he said this?
What's a better lie? I told you. If I say I paid, that means I admit at one time I did owe you. The question is, did I pay it or not? But if I said that you never lent me the money, that's a much stronger taina. It's a much stronger claim because you, I never owed you money.
That's also chazaka, the Rabbanan.
No, it's a migui.
Migui, is that a chazaka?
No.
In this case?
Gemara says migui makam chazaka is not good enough.
Well, this is a chazaka that the Rabbanan are saying. Somebody could have lied and he didn't. I mean, he could have had a better taina.
Chazaka doesn't go against it. In fact, the Gemara says exactly about this. I come to you, again, there's no proof, yeah? I come to you, I lent you money for a month, yeah? 2 weeks later, I say, pay me back. And you say, I paid you. Is he believed?
No.
I, as a migui. He could have said you're a liar, never lent me the money.
Yes, so what happens then?
Well, he could have said you never lent me the money. Right? But what he's saying is going against the chazaka that you didn't pay. Chazaka says you didn't pay. So when you're saying I paid, right, you want to believe him because he said a migui. He could have lied a better lie. But the bottom line is, what you're saying I paid is against Torah that you didn't pay. So what's stronger? Chazaka is stronger than migui. Migumakum chazaka, like Amrin, the Gemara says. You can't say a migu in a place of chazaka.
Why don't we hear we say that she has the chazaka?
And by the way, even a migui is not for sure. You believe him with what he said, because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie, yeah? That's not definite. Maybe he didn't think, maybe he's dumb. Maybe he couldn't think of a better lie.
Or he knows the Torah, he knows the halacha, so he just...
What's wrong?
I have to stand up.
Oh.
You mean...
You can stand over there, it's much more comfortable, the Gemara up there. No, really, it's down there. Same distance.
Why doesn't she have a chazaka of the kisuva? I don't understand. He has.
She's trying to extract money from him.
But she has the ketuva. The ketuva in her hand, no?
No. He said the
shtar is in her hand.
Yeah, but the shtar is only kosher if she was a virgin. If he's saying you're not a virgin, you're the whole validity of the document is in question.
Oh. But she has the chazaka on the shtar. She has the shtar.
That's not a chazaka because the shtar is worthless. Okay, let's just continue back to Gemara.
You're not going to do the toast roll inside?
No, it's very...
Okay.
Shatar is a camel, right?
No. That's Shatar. Shatar, yeah, that's...
Yeah. 9B2? No, 9B, we just finished 9B2.
Yes?
Yep. In fact, Taisus does ask an interesting question over here. Why isn't the woman believed to say, I was raped after the Kedushin? And let her have a migui.
Oh, that's a migui.
What is the... When the guy says, Pesach, when the guy says, comes to Bez and says, there was no blood, what does the woman say?
Mm-hmm.
What can she say?
So you're a liar. Right?
Then she had the sheets for
them. She said there was. It got lost. She said there was. Yeah? Correct? So Taisa says, why did she believe with a migui she could have said I was raped? So Taisa's answer is, it's not a good migui she's going to want to say. For her, it's not a better lie. Because she says I was raped, she can't marry a kain. A woman, for her, it's not necessarily a better lie. Migui means we believe them with what they said because if they lied, they could have said a better lie. But if it's not a better lie, then it's not a migui. So yeah. Taisa says, it's not a migui, she could have said a better lie, I was raped, instead of saying you're a liar. Why? Because then she can't marry a kohen.
What's the big deal about marrying a kohen? There's more Israel than a kohen.
So what? She still doesn't want to be limited. And then Taisa says one more point. Why isn't this woman... Taisa asks another question. Let us believe what a different migui, whatever. Taisa says what we just got to explain. That's what I'm going to explain it. Taisa says the woman is not believed to say that she's not a psula because of other reasons. Why? Because going against the chazaka that the person doesn't waste a meal and then have to dump the wife. So there's a chazaka that the guy checked her out. A guy's not going to spend a lot of money on a wedding and find out the wedding night that she's not a psul and she committed adultery and all that money's going to go to waste. Therefore, there's an assumption that the guy checked her out.
Hmm.
And when he checked her out, she was a psula.
So he's tying something just...
It's a chazaka.
Her.
And then, Taisus answers another thing, another rule. That Taisus' question was, why doesn't the woman have a migui to get the ksuba, right? That's Taisa's question. Why she has a miga to get the ksuba? Taisa says a rule, which is a rule. Taisa says their opinions, but the halacha is, it's called migui lahaitzi loy amrinan. A migui, again, cannot extract money. Taisa's question is, why doesn't the woman have get a right to the ksuba? Because if she's lying, she could have said a better lie. Right? So Taisa says, the second answer, Taisa says, by the way, even if she's believed with a migui, it's only believed to get out of paying. Because you're holding the money. But you can't have a migui to extract money, because what's the concept of migui? We believe him with what he said, because maybe he would have said a better lie. Is that definite? It's not definite. Maybe he's dumb. Right? So it's not strong enough to extract money. To get out of paying, amigo, I have the money. Right? You want to extract money from me. I say you owe me money. And I have a migui. So what is my migui doing? It's to get out of paying. But I have something additional going for me that I'm holding the money that you want. So in that case, a migui would be believed. But a migui is not powerful enough. So in other words, just to wrap this up again in the various different things. According to most of the Shainim, Svek Sveka cannot extract money. It's only majority. Okay? Rav, majority, cannot extract money. And Migui cannot extract money. Why? Because again, Migui does not mean it's definite. Migui means there's an assumption that the guy's saying the truth, because if he's lying, he could have said a better lie. That's not a definite, it's an assumption. Assumptions can only free you from paying, it can't make you extract money.
By dinin, a person to go according to the rope?
No. Everybody agrees at the end. With
You do kill Raif. Most judges.
Problem, no? By the
mammon,
you cannot extract money, but by the to take away somebody's life is okay?
No, I thought we said there is no rov by the capital punishment. Really, everybody else is machria to the ones that they wanted.
Yeah, but the pearl, the Gemara Torah says, Achir Rav Nahates. Remember correctly, there's a Gor Smortcha in Chulin that asks a very interesting question. He says, Beis Din sits in a set place. Yeah? And we learned Kavua is like 50-50. Right? If you buy, there's 9 stores selling kosher and 1 store selling treif. Correct? Remember, we discussed that then. And a guy goes and buys from one of the stores. And he doesn't remember which one the store is. So the din is the meat's treif. Majority of stores are kosher. But the doubt is in a set place. It's kavua, it's an established place. So therefore it's 50-50. If you find the meat outside the store, and now the question, where did the meat come from? The meat is away from the store. So now the assumption is it goes from the majority. But if you bought from a store and you don't remember which store you bought from, you don't know, so then the meat's treif, even though 9 stores sell kosher, yeah? So the Agar Smartcha in Chulin asks, L'cha'era, Beis Din is sitting in a kavua place. Mm-hmm. So how do you have a majority opinion by Beis Din? It should always be 50-50.
No, there's a metziut that there is how many people.
But they're kavua. So why is there a right by Beis Din? It should have a din of kavua.
They have a call. It comes out.
So he answers, the Mordechai answers an interesting thing. You're judging by their voice, and the voice leaves them. The voice is not kavua. The voice is Pardish. It separates itself. And you're going by majority of the voices, not the majority of the people. It's an interesting concept in itself. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Itmar, Yura Medalis.
10A1.
Itmar, Amen, Rav Nachman, Mishmu, Mishum, Rav Shim, Menolah. This is a very fundamental Gemara. Who instituted Ksuba?
Itmar.
The Chachamim established Ksuba. Okay? Now, Amen Rav Nachum and Shmu Mishum Rav Shum Ben Elazar. Chachamim Tiknu and B'nai Yisrael, Chachamim Institute of B'nai Yisrael, L'Psula Masayim, for a virgin 200, Ola Amana Mana, and for a widow 100. They're Vehem Aminu, and they believe the man, Shem Amar Pasch Pasuch Matzasi Naman. Okay? That he's believed to say it. So the Gemara says, yeah, he's believed that she loses the ksuba. Correct? That's what he says. So the Gemara asks him, "Came ahele chacham metakantam." So what did they gain? Every time the guy will not want to pay a ksuba, he'll say, she's not a virgin. He'll say, "Pasach b'tzuch matzasi." She committed adultery.
But he can't come after a couple of months.
No, right away.
So right away, so there's a problem. If there's no problem, then later in the marriage, then they can get a divorce. What's the tekanta? Tekanta is not immediate, it's later.
But the Gemara says, what did a chacham gain even by instituting the takana? The guy can start off the wedding right away by saying, you know what? Pesach pesach matzasi, and she's not a virgin, she loses the ksuba.
Already answered. Nobody wants to.
Oh!
Yeah.
How do we know that? Because that's what the Gemara answers here. Amar Rava, Chazaka, ain't on the Teyah Besuda, Mafsida. I explained to you what Taisa said. It's like, how does Rashi know? The Gemara asked the question, L'chayda, why did a Chacham institute Ksuba? Nobody's going to, it's a waste of time. The guy's going to always get rid of it. So I'm going to say, guys, it's not going to get rid of Ksuba. A guy spent a lot of money on the meal. He's not going to say that she's forbidden for him and all the thing. Rashi over here says, okay, because let's see the top Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. Kalema, why is Rav Nachman and Mishmul saying Ksuba is rabbinic? He says like this, Iyav Ksuba deraisa, if Ksuba would be biblical, lo yhav neman lafkia ela be'edis yedua. If Ksuba is biblical, that means the Torah says you have to give a Ksuba. How would a guy be believed to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, yeah, to go against the biblical law? If Ksuba is a biblical obligation, so that's like a definitive obligation. So a guy says, I think Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, you know, she might not be a virgin. That can't take away a biblical law. So therefore Rashi says, Avok Ksuba Chachamim Tiknu. But Ksuba the Chachamim established. Therefore there's a rule. Heim Amru, Beheim Amru. They said, you have a Ksuba? And they said the husband could get rid of it. She Tiknu Amru. What did they say? Shunemen Lafsida. That he's believed to ask the Ksuba, even with the taina of only Pesach Pesuch.
What's the Havimina that is in the writer?
What's the Havimina in the writer?
Yeah.
Because Taisus asked the question in Rashi Tema, Ksuba is min ha-teira, not min rabbanan.
Where does in the Torah says it? There's no way in the Torah that says there is a Ksuba.
Yeah? If you got a Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev. You know the story with Shem?
Yeah.
He raped Dina?
Yeah.
They wanted to marry her?
Yeah.
What did they say? Harbu alai, mayhar umatan. Rashi says, what's mayhar? Ksuba. You ever go to a wedding today? You ever go to a wedding?
Yeah.
You ever hear this when they read the Ksuba?
Yes.
Of a psula? What do they say? The chazi lechi midereisa. By a grusha in almana, we say the chazi lechi midrabanan.
What's your chazi lechi?
That you're fit to get. On a man is 100, but psula, the text of a ksuba today says deraisa, because most of the shenim hold is biblical.
But that was before Matan Torah. Shechem did it.
I understand that is proof from Gemaris. It's not saying that. Now the shenim hold this, it's minatera.
They must have a makor in the Torah.
Okay, just look in the top tesis. It's late anyway. Look in the top tesis. Amid Av Nachum Am Shul Chom Tiknu, right? Yud Amid Aleph.
What said Abraham Atta?
Amid Av Nachum Am Shmuel.
Okay.
Yeah? So what did he say? Ksuba Chachomim Tiknu Lam Ksuba, right? That's what Rashi said what he says. Mashmid Ksuba Drabonin. Right? So Mashmid Ksuba is only Midrabonin. The same thing in Yavamis. The Gemara over there says, whatever, a woman that committed something or she doesn't get the ksuba. So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason that the lady doesn't get a ksuba if she committed adultery? So it says, because Tiknul Rabbanan ksuba, the Chachamim instituted a ksuba, Shleite Hikala Be'en of Lahitziya, that he shouldn't just throw out his wife. Alma Stamad Shas, Savad Ksuba Rabbanan. That means the Gemara holds it's a Rabban. The Gemara says clearly, why did the Chachamim make a Ksuba? Right? So Taisus says, from this Gemara, and from the Gemara in Yavamis, the implication is, the Ksuba is Midraban, Tiknu Chachamim, right? The Kashem, the Nogolich, the Biksuba, Kesef, Zazimazan, the Chazilachim, the Raisa. So Taisus says, but why in our Ksubas does it say the Raisa? Why does it say the Ksuba is Minatera? Taisus asks the question. L'cheira, the Gemara clearly says in the Rabbanon, even the Psula, right? The Gemara explains over there in Yavamis. The Gemara explains a woman who committed adultery loses the ksuba. I mean, she doesn't get the ksuba. So Gemara explains why. The Gemara says like this. And by the way, women don't even get this today. They think the ksuba is anti-feminist and it's so stupid. The ksuba was made to protect the woman. This is what the Gemara says in Yavamis, the Taisus quotes. Like this, a guy who's going to marry a woman, he's not going to like her, he'll get rid of her. So it's going to be, she'll be stuck. Chum said, no, you don't get rid of your wife that quick. You have to pay a ksuba. What's that going to do? A guy will hesitate to divorce his wife if he has to pay a lot of money for a ksuba. So the Gemara says in Yavamis, the Chachamim instituted a ksuba that he shouldn't just throw her out. But if the woman committed adultery, right, he's not allowed to live with her anyway. He has to throw her out, so why should she get a ksuba?
Uh-huh.
Why should she get a ksuba? The whole reason of a ksuba is to protect the woman, that the husband shouldn't just dump her. But if Terry says you have to dump her because she committed adultery, mm-hmm. She was mezana, so why should she get a ksuba?
So that proves it's the rabbanan.
That's what the Gemara says there.
Mm-hmm.
So Taisus says, why in a ksuba do you write the right Isa?
The nusach of it is in the Gemara?
A lot of it.
And the area of the talks about the writer, that's in the Gemara also? In one of the Gemaras that says the nusach of the chazi, the writer, that's in a Gemara also?
No, Taisus brings down. The Nagul of the ksuba. There's no formal text of the ksuba in the Gemara. Taisus, I mean, the Rambam has, the Rishonim have, but no.
So why is it there?
So Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam says, why do we write Midaraisa? The Samchina Arshim Gamliel that says in the last parak, the Maisel Anami Besomadam and Naisel Merskapet Kaya. Over there, the din is if you married her in one place, you divorced her in a different place, you give her the larger amount. And the Gemara says over there because he holds ksuba deraisa. Gemara says at the end of ksuba because he holds ksuba deraisa. Ksuvas minatera. So therefore, it's a biblical doubt. You have to give it a bigger amount of money. And Zayisit says, there's a rule in Shas that whenever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except three places, is mentioned in the Mishnah, the halach is always like him. So because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you have to give the bigger amount of money because Ksuba is biblical, so therefore we write Ksuba Zeraisa. But these Gemara's implication is that's Midrabanan. And then Tosfos says we don't even paskan like Rav Nachman. Okay? Because we find Rav Ashi, who was after Rav Nachman, that argues with him later on in the Gemara. Okay? In other words, like this. There's a rule in Gemara. If there's an argument between two Amiroim, one was earlier and one was later, the rule is you always paskan like the later one. That's the rule, most of the time. So if Rav Ashi argues on Rav Nachman says Ksuba de Midrabanan. Rav Ashi argues on him, that means Rav Ashi owes Ksuba de Raisa. Right? So from Tesis it comes out, that Ksuba is Minatera. Not like our Gemara. Because Rav Shem Gimel Tesis says holds us to Raisa, and Rav Ashi holds us to Raisa, and therefore the Allah is like that Ksuba is Minatera. For Psula, not for... But Tosfos itself brings down. It's not. He says. So Tosfos says. But I, the Gemara in Yevama says midrabanan. The Gemara says, why would a chachamim misakein ksuba? So Tosfos says it refers to an almon and a grusha. In other words, when the Chachamim instituted Ksuba, why did they make it? Not the dumper. But by a psula, it's Taka Min HaTorah. And that's what Taisa's opinion is. Taisa's opinion holds that Ksuba Deraisa. Rashi holds over here, clearly Ksuba is Mid Rabbanan.
So Sephardim write also, or no?
I think they do. They write different general things. Okay.